With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Supreme Court rejected a petition asking to appoint a special master to reduce the population of state prisons and jails amid the coronavirus outbreak. The justices ruled today there was no evidence the Department of Corrections, courts, or jail officials have violated any clear legal duty to reduce inmate populations. The governor has directed the Board of Pardons and Parole to consider early release for inmates who are 65 or older, have medical conditions that put them at higher risk, are pregnant, or are nearing their release dates, if they are not a public safety risk. Some people receiving unemployment benefits in Montana will start seeing an additional $600 in weekly benefits from the State Labor Department. The $600 bump was approved by Congress as part of the Federal CARES Act. Acting Department of Labor and Industry Commissioner Brenda Norland said today Montana has begun paying the additional benefit. The money can be paid retroactively for those who had a claim beginning the claim processing week of March 29th. Governor Steve Bullock said today the state is not yet including gig workers or self-employed in unemployment payments. Bullock says Montana received federal guidance on expanding the benefits to those workers late last week. Over 10,000 loans totaling nearly $1.3 billion have been approved for small businesses in Montana as part of the federal coronavirus relief package. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Out of the $350 billion allocated to small businesses nationwide through the Paycheck Protection Program, nearly $250 billion in loans had been approved as of Monday. Montana Senators Steve Daines and John Tester have lobbied for the PPP to include taverns and small casinos. The SBA announced Tuesday taverns would be eligible, but businesses that derive at least half their income from gambling would not. The U.S. Small Business Administration says the average loan size in the country was around $240,000. 70% of the approved loans were $150,000 and under. The top four sectors that received loans nationwide include construction, professional scientific and technical services, manufacturing, and healthcare and social assistance. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
The Montana Supreme Court will not mandate expanded measures requested by disability rights advocates to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in Montana prisons and jails. Justices today unanimously denied a petition filed 2 weeks ago by the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana on behalf of Disability Rights Montana. Governor Steve Bullock recently issued a directive to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus in correctional facilities. Montana Supreme Court Chief Justice Mike McGrath last month asked city and county courts to consider releasing as many nonviolent inmates from jail as possible. But Disability Rights Montana asserted both actions were patchwork responses. The group asked the Supreme Court for a uniform order directing all facilities to immediately review and reduce their inmate populations. In their denial, justices said the group failed to establish corrections officials violated their duty to reduce prisoner populations. In response to the court's order, ACLU of Montana Executive Director Caitlin Borgman said, quote, "We are deeply concerned to see the state gamble with people's lives," end quote. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox praised the ruling, saying the release of inmates sought by the ACLU, quote, "would have further jeopardized public safety at a time when we are all grappling with a pandemic and its fallout," end quote. Montana's Republican legislative leaders are accusing Governor Steve Bullock of unconstitutionally blocking tenant evictions and home foreclosures during the state's stay-at-home directive. Bullock issued the order to landlords in late March, preventing evictions in addition to charging late fees. Bullock said at the time, tenants should pay rent if they're able. The Montana Landlord Association also opposes the governor's action, saying that it's put them in a vulnerable position. The association has threatened to sue the state over the order. In a letter from GOP leadership today, lawmakers including Senate President Scott Sales and Speaker of the House Greg Hertz asked Bullock to rescind his directive. Bullock said in a press conference today he does not take any of his recent emergency orders lightly, and he makes sure they're consistent with state statute. Governor Bullock says he does not have a timeline for things to return to normal in Montana after the coronavirus outbreak. He spoke to residents in a telephone town hall yesterday, saying he'll continue issuing his stay-at-home orders in 2-week intervals based on advice from medical professionals. Bullock says indicators such as a decline in cases over a two-week period or greater virus testing availability could lead to easing restrictions, but Republican lawmakers today asked him to speed things up, including allowing local school districts to decide when they might reopen. The current directives in place in Montana include school and business closures that started in March, temperature screenings of passengers at airports, social distancing, and a recommendation to wear masks in establishments like grocery stores where social distancing is difficult. As of this morning, the State Health Department is reporting 399 coronavirus cases and 7 deaths. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.